honky-tonky. Probably a Bofang.
Tell me that every time I was on the Bofang yesterday, I was on the Bofang earlier, and now I'm on the Yates, so you're still calling that Bofang over.
Radio, but you're only about 5x5, you Stacy. It's pretty scratchy, but I can make you out. Oh boy, it's just incredibly dangerously hot today. I went out for a little while ago messing with a hose pipe and trying to put some quick disconnect fittings on it, and I just give up on that idea. It just got hot too fast, buddy.
Pretty warm day. I've been sitting in shade all day. If the sun comes out over here, I get up and move. I got about 4 chairs I can move to, and I still watch the birds. But that's what I've been doing today.
Musical chairs. Well, we are just passing GSP Airport, if you know where that's at. Down here on Highway 14, I guess it is, Bernice. And taking some strawberry pie, a strawberry pie, and it's beautiful. And we're taking a pumpkin pie, and we're taking, because one of the boys don't like strawberry pie, but he loves Grandma's pumpkin pie. So we're taking that now, and she saved me one more piece of it. And then I bought, wow, what was that? I heard something go bang back there. I don't know what it was. Anyways, probably an AR-15, Stacy. But I bought him some blackberries. He likes blackberries.
What?
Well, Bernice said she forgot the blackberries, so there goes some money out the door. I bought those facial for him. Oh, well, same to me.
It's all good. I wouldn't worry too much about it. But anyway, I just thought I'd holler back at you. I'm still sitting out here just like I have all day. I've been out here since I got back from Walmart. I've been out here since 9 o'clock this morning, but I'm not out in the sun. I'm already tanned enough. But I enjoy it, and I'm having a good time with it, Elvin.
Well, did you hear a while ago, Bernice was looking at the news or something, and some guy went by and shooting at a cemetery a while ago up in, where was it?
Racine, Wisconsin.
While they was having a funeral. This country's going nuts, ain't it?
I mean, that's just from stupid. I mean, you know, they're having a funeral. He goes by shooting. There's already passed away people out there, and he's trying to kill the ones that... I don't get it. I do not get it. Something, you know, I'm thinking it's time for it to come to an end, if you know what I mean, in 4OBQ.
Needs to be more states like South Carolina, but, we got guys trying to race up here in front of me. It's just sad, Stacy. I hate to see it, but they're going to pass some laws here in a couple of days, they said. One of them that I think is appropriate is you don't have an AR-15 or an assault rifle until you're 21. If I had my way, they wouldn't have them. But I got a lot of friends that's got them. But they're good, reliable people, not nuts that's going to go out and shoot somebody, you know.
N4DJC.
Here, you acknowledge, brother. I know what you mean, Tom. I heard you mention that earlier today. I've got issues, too, about some stuff. And I don't get it all, but... And every time I see somebody will see this on news, and somebody else next week will go try to do it again. I don't get it. But go ahead, Jerry, N4OBQ.
Good evening, Stacy. Good evening, Tom. Hope you guys are doing well. It's kind of warm outside today. Yeah, sounds like about 4% of the population's gone crazy, don't it?
I don't understand it, Jerry. I've had firearms since I was 9 years old when I first learned to rabbit hunt. To my knowledge, I ain't shot nobody yet. That's not funny. Shoot, but oh my. If we had done something wrong with a firearm when I was a kid, there wouldn't been nothing left of me after my dad got done with me.
We'll catch you in a second, that's Stacy. Yeah, Tom, I've been having them since I was about 6 or 7 years old, and when it wasn't nothing for us to take them to school or something, get them, walk around town with them, even it wasn't ever a big deal. We even used to have pigeon shoots up at the Courthouse Square back in the 60s. And I took one to college with me. I had a shotgun in my room, in my dorm room at college. But they knew about it, never had a problem with it, as long as I kept everything locked up or kept it in my trunk. But, it's just, it ain't, people change. They're not the same that they were, I guess, because we never had an issue with it. Nobody ever thought of anything about anybody when they walk around with guns back in those days. There weren't near as many handguns as there are now, though, and most of the rivals, very few people had handguns back when I was real young, other than, target shooters and, law enforcement people like that, or, I always had revolvers. Most of the time, I had a few semi-automatic Smith pistols for targeting, a few bullseye matches. That's about it for me, and all this other stuff came along and pushing all the other stuff and then semi-automatic pistols, the high capacity stuff. And I think sometimes it's not a popular position to be in, but in some cases NRA kind of sold us down the river on some of this stuff. I've been disappointed in the direction they headed in the last probably 20 years, I guess, Tom.
All my life, Jerry, and in the last few years I dropped out of it for that reason, and I agree with you, but in a lot of other ways they've done a lot of good too, but oh boy, there's just no compromise, that's the problem. As I said a long time ago, when they let the assault rifles fall into civilian hands, that's when they let the cat out of the bag. I'll grant you, they're a wonderful piece for war, but you don't need them to go deer hunt. A lot of other options out there. Jerry, that's Stacy in 4OVQ, and down there south. I don't know how close she is to you, but anyways, we're arriving at the daughter's here, and I listened for you today, but I didn't hear you, but hope you have a good evening. It's still hot. And just to get outside, we got some cloud cover down here in Five Forks right now where we're at, and it's dropped down to 77, so that's tremendous compared to what it was. As soon as the clouds move off, I hope it starts getting dark. Take care, Jerry. I'll turn you over to Stacy when I drop out if you got back. In 4DJC in 0TR. Have a good day, Jerry.
I talked to Rusty a little bit earlier. I hadn't been on, hadn't been listening much. I've been out and about more than I should have been in this heat, but been to the store and went out to get kind of a late lunch, that sort of thing, so we were gone for a few hours today, this morning too. But it wasn't fit for man to beast outside, but I'd be listening there for Stacy. Stacy's not, he's just down the road from me, not far at all from me. And we've been talking about some Yaesu radios and APRS and stuff like that he's been messing around with. But, Tom, you and Bernice have a good evening, and talk to you later, I hope. In 0TR, N4DJC, clear and monitored.
Yeah, we'll be back on the road in a little bit. We're just going to drop this stuff off. Looks like Isaac either washed his Mustang or he got in the rain coming back from Clemson. They've been at football practice, if you can imagine that. 73's Jerry, in 4DJC.